Okay, Chevra, good evening. Parshas Korach. So at the beginning of Parshas Korach, the Torah speaks about how Moshe Rabbeinu challenges Korach, that Korach and his aides, all the people, should go and offer ketores. And we'll see who HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. Right? Whose ketores is the accepted ketores? Those are the people that deserve to be the Kohen. That's what the Torah says. And Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry. Vayichal Moshe Ma'od. Vayomer El Hashem. Al Teifen Al Minchasam. He turns to HaKadosh Baruch and says, God, don't turn to their mincha. Lo chamorechon mehem nososi v'lo hareosi esachad mehem. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Hashem. And he says, don't turn to their carbon. I didn't take anything from anybody. I didn't do bad to anyone, etc. Now, what does it mean when the Torah says, when Moshe Rabbeinu is pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't turn to their carbon, don't turn to their ketores. I'll take them in chasam. So Rashi writes, Lefi pshuto, HaKetores, Shehi makrivim lefonecho mochar al teifen aleihem. Rashi writes that the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't pay attention to the Ketores that they'll bring tomorrow. Tomorrow, Korach and his people are going to bring Ketores. God, don't focus on their Ketores at all. Don't accept their Ketores. V'hamidrash, the Midrash says, Omer, Yodea ani shiyesh lam chelak b'tmidei tzibur. I know that they have a portion in the carbon tamid, af chelkam lo yikubal lefanecha leratzon, tanichenu ha'esh v'lo tochlanu. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu says, right, according to the Midrash, I know that they're supposed to have a portion in the carbon tamid that's brought. God, don't pay attention to their carbon. Their little bit of the carbon, don't let the fire consume. Right, now, the comment of Rashi is interesting. The first pshat of Rashi, the pshuto, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is being asked not to accept their ketores, that makes a lot of sense. So why would Rashi move on to this midrashic explanation? So the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal of Prague, writes the umidrasho. It's the second part of the Maharal. He says, "Im lo kein lo haya lemichtav minchasam ela ketores." Right? The Torah says, "Al teifen el minchasam." Ketores and mincha are different, right? What? So a tamid is also not called a mincha in the technical sense, but mincha is a general term for all carbonals that are offered, but ketores is not a normal carbon. It's very specific. So the Maharal says that al teifen el minchasam cannot be going. The Maharal says that al teifen el minchasam cannot be going on the ketores, right? Rather, it has to be the second pshat, the pshat of al teifen el minchasam, that they shouldn't have a chelak in the carbonus. That's what the Maharal says. Now, earlier in this Maharal, he quotes from the Ramban al HaTorah that the Ramban asks on Rashi a different kasha. The Ramban asks, what do you mean it's going on ketores, according to Pasha Pshat and Rashi? The ketores was not offered by Dosan and Aviram. Remember, you have 250 people, and you have Dosan and Aviram, and you have Korach. The Dosan and Aviram people did not offer ketores at all. If you read the Pesukim, the ketores is only offered by the 250 people. Dosan and Aviram didn't offer ketores. So says the Ramban, that might be why Rashi moves on to the second pshat. Now, the Ramban himself learns a little differently. Before I move on to what the Ramban himself says, the Maharal explains that the reason why the ketores was not offered by Dosan and Aviram, again, you go through the Pesukim, the Masayim and Chamishim Ish offer ketores. Dasan Aviram didn't. Why is that? Dasan Aviram didn't offer a Keturah. Zuk the Maharal, because Keturah is a very choshava offering. It's only offered by the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. It's only offered by very special people. Therefore, Dasan Aviram said, we're not choshav enough to offer Keturahs. Right? So, according to the Kasha that's asked, it can't be the first Pshat and Rashi. Now, Tefen the Menchasam means don't accept the Ketores, because Dasan Aviram didn't offer the Ketores. Now, Maharal, now, excuse me, the Ramban himself says, pardon me for just, I keep on messing up names, but the Ramban himself says that what Korach, what Moshe Rabbeinu is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like this. You know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Dasan and Aviram, this whole group, they're asking to be Kohanim. Right? Right? Isn't that the whole fight of Korach? Korach wants to be a Kohen. And the others are saying, we want to be the leaders, etc. So, effectively, what the Torah is saying is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't allow them to become the Kohanim. Right, Al Tefen Amin Chassam isn't going on tomorrow's thing. It's going on in the... Don't let this event ever be successful. If they become Kaihanim, don't accept their Karbanos. Okay, whatever it is. Now, let's just review what we have. Rashi's first pshat is Al Tefen Amin Chassam means don't accept the Ketores. Rashi's second pshat, right, is bothered by, well, Ketores and Mincha are different. Or Dasan Aviram didn't offer Ketores, whatever it is. So Rashi says it means that they should not, that their chelik in the Karbanos Tzibur shouldn't be accepted. Right? Now this is already very interesting. No? Let's think about it like this. A Karban is brought, a Tamid, is brought for the Jewish people. Does that mean that Reuven has this morsel, Shimon has that morsel, Toby has that morsel? Is that what it means? L'chora, it's A, it's indivisible. B, Tzibur is an entity that is well beyond what Shutvin are. Right? In Karbanos, there's a Karban Yachid. Then there's a Karban Shutvin. Karban Shutvin means that me and you, we can chip in together and we could offer a Karban, a joint Karban. No? That's Shutvin. Tzibur is not just that all of Klal Yisrael are partners. Tzibur is that there's a new entity called a Tzibur. Mashal Lamaha Davar Domeh, a corporation. Right? A corporation is this fascinating halachic construct that, well, assuming it's halachic, in American law, let's say, a corporation is a construct where I don't have any personal liability. No? The corporation is its own entity. Correct?
Yes.
Right? So if we together join and we decide to incorporate and we're going to have a business that's going to be a corporation, the pshat in the corporation is that the corporation is a legal entity. Right? And it's not just the product of those who joined, it has its own status, right? And whether there's liability or not depends on the type of corporation, etc. But does the halacha recognize a corporate structure? So most poskim assume, and I give you over here a comment of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kovet Shiurim in Bava Basra, that halacha recognizes a corporation, and that's a carbon tzibur. A carbon tzibur is different than a carbon hashutfin. Right? Shutfin are partners. So we each have a half of it. But tzibur is everybody. Mashallah vadome. Okay, we're all supposed to give we're all supposed to donate a half a shekel to the karbanos each year, right? Let's say my money never gets selected. Does that mean that the karban wasn't for me? Of course not. Right? Because when I donate the money, l'cha'ora becomes tzibur money.
What is it
called? Well, you have what's called the trumas halishka, that they would go in and they take some money out to buy animals, right?
I don't know what they...
But that money goes for everybody. But Pashtus, there is no individual ownership on any aspect of the carbon. And if that's the case, Rebbe Chanan Wasserman develops a kasha. He talks about how there is a thing in halacha called a tfusas habayis. A tefusas habayis is azoy. Tefusas habayis means that if a person passes away and the money is then the property of the estate is not the property of all of the yarshim. The estate is an entity called an estate. And this new entity called an estate is not owned by each of the children. And therefore, the Rashbam writes in Baba Basra that you cannot sell your chelak hapshitos. For example, let's say there are five brothers. So if there are five brothers, the halach of Yerusha divides the estate into six portions. The Bukhar gets two portions. Each other brother gets one portion. Do I have a right to sell my portion before division of the estate? The answer is no, says the Rashbam. Because the estate is considered a corporate structure, and I am not the owner of this portion, right? This portion is owned by this new entity. And this entity called Tfusas Habayis, right? This halachic corporate structure that Rebbe Chanan explains, Zakh Rebbe Chanan, this entity is like a carbon sibur, point one. Right? That's what he writes. In the underlined part, Matin Lingin Karbanos, there's a carbon shutfin and a carbon seabor. Vidinan Chalukin, the oaf yeshno v'shutfin, v'eino v'tzibor. A tzibor can never bring an oaf as a carbon. The Ramban has in Parshas Vayikra. Vahainu, b'davash or shutfis yesh la hachifetz bailam rabim. V'tzibor hu bailam echad. Right? A shutfis means that there are many owners of something. But a tzibor, there is a single owner called the tzibor. By the way, this is very important in halacha. Did I ever tell you this story? Years ago when my father was running the federation in New Jersey, so one of the shuls was going out of business, and the remaining board members of the shul took the money, and they went on a cruise. They took the money and went on a cruise. Now, this became a big issue. First of all, when a religious corporation dissolves, the attorney general has to decide how to divide up the assets. And generally, the attorney general says that the assets should go to a very similar religious corporation, no? But Aruchon wants a business. Aruchon wants a broyer? Is that, I think so. Okay. Interesting that we didn't get it. But
German.
Yeah, actually, Leon Mitzger was telling me something about that. He said there was an episode on the Heights. But the fact is that, you know, the owners or the board members of a corporation are not, board members of a corporation are not the owners, right? There is something called Sibor, and Sibor transcends the particular members of this communal entity. Is this a fair point?
Yes.
Now, and therefore, says Rebbe Chanan, that's why one of the brothers has no right to sell his portion in the estate before division of the state, because at that point it has the status of the korban tzibur. Rebbe Chanan goes on that the Rashba asks Akasha on this opinion, how can he not sell a portion? How's it different in shutfim? So says Rebbe Chanan, it's very different in shutfim, because shutfim means that there are multiple owners. Over here, this is a new entity called a carbon hatzibur, or a shutfis, a tfusas habayis, an estate. It's a new halachic entity. So far, so good?
Yes.
Then Rabbi Chanan develops this idea further. He asks Akasha, Rashi in Pashas Korach, Hevi, Sha'amar Moshe, Yodea ani sheyeshlan chelek biktoires tzibur, lo tocha la'ish chelkon, Mashmizah, the Gamba Carbon Sibor, Yeshlo Echot Chilak Mesuyam, the Tzarech Ion, Zimkain Ain Chilak, Bain Carbon Sibor, Carbon Shutfin, etc. This Brek Rebbe Chanan, he says, one second, if we're right, so then how do we understand the Rashi in this week's parasha? When Rashi says, right, that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Lekhoirach's portion of the Korban Sibor not be burned, says Rebbe Chanan, what do you mean? Korach's portion? You're part of the Tzibor. And Tzibor said, and you don't have a portion. It's not a shutvis. That's Rebbe Chanan's kasha on the Rashi. It's a very strong kasha, no? Mm-hmm. Very strong kasha. So now, what is interesting to note to answer this, and I've been talking about these ideas in the Gemara Shiur, and that's like Harios now. That's one of the reasons why I'm talking about this tonight, is that there are, I would say, faint echoes in halacha that the idea that Rashi is developing, that there is still some sort of individual ownership on something that has the status of a carbon sibor, that idea is not completely crazy. We are going to try to show that there are some faint echoes of individual ownership. Now, that would mean as follows. Okay, let's talk about karbanos. Karbanos are the property of all Klal Yisrael. The Talmid goes for everybody. But I give a half a shekel for my portion in the karban, right?
Yes.
Does the person whose half shekel is taken for this animal, does that person have more rights, so to speak, than the others? Because it's the master shekel, does he have somewhat greater rights than everybody else?
But someone whose money wasn't taken.
Someone whose money was not taken, right? Now, at first glance, we'd say this is crazy, no? Mm-hmm. But let's look at a Mishnah in Shkolem. We'll come back to Sugyan Harios in a minute. A Mishnah in Shkolem. Shall, right, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. It's like three sources from the bottom. Shall Beis Rabbi Gamliel, Haya Nichnas, Vishaklu Bein Etzbaosa, Vizarko Lifne Hatorim, Vatar Miskavim, Vidokfo Lakupa, Kama. The people of Beis Rabbi Gamliel wanted their individual shkolem to be taken for the karbanis. So they would go into the room where all the shkolem are with their shekel in the fingers. And they would like fling their shekel towards the guy who's collecting the shekel. Okay? So you have like one person who's collecting all the shekelim, and they would go in, and the way they donate their shekels, they'd go boom! They put it in the room and like flick it right away to the guy. Now, why are they doing this? Apparently, they felt that there's some inyan that their shekel should be the one. They wanted their shekel to be taken. Now, again, it could be it's like some sort of hider mitzvah, chosen that the chavivos hamitzvah, they love the mitzvah, but maybe there's a little more to it. Maybe the idea over here is that if my shekel is taken on a certain level, I have greater rights than everybody else.
Right? Right? It's chosen.
Great is a chosen. You're right. Great is a chosen. Great is a chosen. Absolutely. This idea comes up in a Tosis in Psachim as well. There's a halacha that the day that I am makriv a karbin is a yontif for me, and I can't go to work. I can't go to work the day that I'm makriv a karbin. Tosis asks Akasha. So maybe Jews should never be able to work. Because there's a carbon tumet every day. This is a great chumrah, no?
Yes.
This is, the Haredi felt is machmir for that. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But like there are people who are machmir for this, no? They never go to work because there's always a carbon tumet that's being brought. And it's like their carbon is being brought. And my carbon is brought, I don't. Uh-huh. Right? So Tosis asks his kasha. Im kein carbon tumet shulako Yisrael. The karban b'chol yom yehi b'chol yom aser b'malacha. Right. So Tosis answers that tumet is different because the Torah says vasafta deganecha. Right. The same type of idea. Sheishes yom tav vasafta deganecha means you're supposed to go to work. Right. Well, you're going to tell me that all Jews should never work? That's inconceivable. Right? As the Tosfos writes. Now, this kasha of Tosfos, when you think about it, is going against. I saw Rav Shechter's son, Yosef Aryeh Shechter, has a little sefer that he put out on Masech HaShkolim. So in his sefer, Masech HaShkolim, he discusses this Mishnah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, that seems like there's some individual ownership on the carbon. And then he says, you know what, you get this impression from that Tosfos Masechim also, that right, if Rebbe Chanan is absolutely correct, if Tzibur is this new entity in halacha, and it's not the product of just right, the individuals. It's a new entity. So if it's a new entity, what's the svara that I should not be allowed to go to work because there's a carbon that's brought? That's not my carbon. It's a carbon that works for me, but it's not mine. Right? Obviously, you see from Tosfos, from this Yerushalmi, that to a certain extent, there is ownership that each Jew has in the carbon, and therefore there's a hava amina that you should not be allowed to go to work any day. Well. Right. Well. I thought this idea comes up in the Rambam and Hilchos Temura also. Okay, Temura means, as I, Temura means that I take a carbon that has Kedusha and I transfer the Kedusha. I say, I don't want the Kedusha to be on this animal, I want it to be on that animal instead. And the Torah writes, V'hayahu t'muraso yiyakodesh. They're both holy. That's what the Torah says. Now, what about if it's a carbon shutfin? Right? Me and you own a carbon in partnership and I do t'mura. So the halacha is that the t'mura is not chal. It doesn't work because to a certain extent, it's like I'm trying to transfer the ownership. I have no right to transfer because you're also a partner. So if one of the shutfin does tamura, so the Rambam writes, the tamura does not work. Animal 2 does not become kodesh, but I get malchus for attempting the tamura. Right? That's already a quirk within the laws of tamura.
What? Is it
it's not the mi'ila as. I mean, it's a get hanoah from it, but tamura is a lav in the Torah. The Torah says, lo yachli fen of lo yamir also, and you get malchus. Right? Similarly, the Rambam writes, if a person does tamura on a carbon of carbonos tzibur, so in that case also, you get malchus, but the tamura is not chala. Now, why do I get malchus? Right? The malchus, I understand, comes about because I have some rights, but not complete rights. But Karbanos Tzibur, L'chorah, it's a new entity. The answer is, maybe, this type of idea. Maybe the idea is that I have some sort of right. Again, this is not an absolute proof, but maybe it's like, again, a faint echo that I have some rights in it, the rights to allow me to get malchus for tamura. If I just walk over to your animal and I say, Kedusha should go off of it and onto this animal, nothing happens. I don't get malchus. But if I have some rights in the animal, if I'm a shutif, then I do get malchus. And also, if I am part of a tzibur, then I do get malchus. Ah. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
About Rashi's second shot. I don't understand. This whole test was supposed to be a demonstration to all parties for the Moshe's right.
Is wrong.
So 1,000th of a carbon atom is not burned. What does that demonstrate?
So I don't think the idea over here is actually demonstrate anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, you know what? Or Moshe Rabbeinu was pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, these are bad people. Even if I don't win in the test, but they should not deserve to be part of the Jewish people and to have their carbon accepted. They should not deserve. And Moshe's like pleading with God. He's saying the chelak that they should have in the carbon should not be burned. It's like a punishment that they don't get whatever rights you get or whatever zechus you get, whatever you get from a carbon.
Their fire pattern is rejected. It's clear that they're being rejected. But if some...
Right, so again, so according to Rashi's second pshat, it's not about their fire pattern. It's not about anything public. It's like the spiritual benefit that accrues from a carbon tzibur should not...
Yeah.
All right. Okay, now, in Temura, excuse me, in Horios, on Dahvav, The Gemara has a sugya of chatas shemesu bailaha, which is that if there's a carbon chatas and the owner of the chatas dies, so the halacha is that the chatas can't be brought as a carbon. Chatas shemesu bailaha can't be brought as a carbon, fine. But let's say you have a carbon sibur, shemesu bailaha. You have a carbon sibur and the entire sibur dies. So the Gemara says a rule that ain misa b'tzibur. The tzibur can't die. Now the pashtus in this Gemara is the yesod that we developed beforehand. That tzibur is a new entity. It's a corporate structure. Right? And even if every member of the corporation dies, the corporation lives on.
Who's going to be recorded?
Well, the case over there is that let's say the entire Jewish people violated Avodah Zarah years and years and years ago, and they didn't bring the carbon. Now does the next generation, do the descendants have to bring a carbon on their behalf? That's the issue in the Gemara. Everyone died. So you say, no, chatas shemesu baileha, but tzibur, chatas hatzibur shemesu baileha, you could still bring as a carbon. In the context of this Gemara, the Gemara asks, what's the proof for this idea that chatas hatzibur shemesu bailaha, you could still, that there's no misa b'tzibur? What's the proof of that? So the Gemara says the proof is from the sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh. Remember, every month they bring a carbon. Now, the carbon that they bring each month comes from the shkalim that they take out of the room. The problem is the tzibur that donated the shkalim at the beginning of the year, be'echad ba'ad mashmina shkalim, that tzibur no longer exists. Because some members of that community have passed away, and therefore the Gemara asks, it's a different tzibur. It's a different community, because right, the community used to be 9 million people, now there's 20 people fewer. It's a different community. So based on this, the Gemara says, maybe the fact that we bring a carbon on Rosh Chodesh each month shows that a carbon sibur is not subject to the rules of chatos shemesu bailaha, because ein misa b'tzibur. That's what the Gemara develops in Hari Yos Daf Vav. Right? So the Gemara says you can't prove anything from the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, because maybe people died, maybe people didn't die. Now Rashi says, yeah, maybe it's some quirk that nobody died. So Tosas HaRosh jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels and says, Rashi, what are you talking about? Maybe no one died, right? We have millions of people. And you can tell me, statistically speaking, of course someone died. It's impossible that no one died. So Tosas HaRosh answers, maybe the people whose money came out of the box. Look at this Tosas HaRosh. We know some of the Jews died. Maybe the money that came out is from the live people. Now, what I see from the Tosas HaRosh is this idea that there, even though it's a carbon sibur, still, somehow there's more of a zechus for the people whose money came out. The same idea that I see in that Mishnah in Shkalim, etc. Now, I always thought that Rashi disagreed with the Tosas HaRosh, and that's why Rashi interprets this whole Gemara and Hari Yos differently than the Tosas HaRosh does. If we're correct that the second pshat in Rashi here in Parshas Korach is that there is still some ownership on the people whose, right? If we're correct, then we'd have to say that Rashi is not disagreeing with the Tosas HaRosh, and Rashi and the Tosas HaRosh have to be arguing about a different point. I have a whole theory what that point is, but that will take us too far afield. So effectively, what we're developing tonight is like this. Rabbi Chanan has an idea that carbon sibur is different than carbon shutfin, right? It makes sense. The problem is that Rashi seems to be saying that there still is some ownership. By the way, this issue is very relevant la halacha, no? Corporations in halacha, is there ribis on a corporation? It says in Yerideh, Simin Kuf Samach Seif Yud Ches, that the money of tzedakah, right? That there's, excuse me, money of Yesomim, you're allowed to lend with Ribbis Dirabanan. Right? So that the Yesomim can get money, can get additional benefit. Why is that? So the Rashba sounds like because it's a corporation. And corporations, Yesomim are this entity that they are wards of the state, as it were. They are not individual owners. And therefore, maybe they're not subject to rules of Ribbis, no? Rav Shecht used to paskin that Yeshiva University didn't require Heter Iska for the student loans. Because Yeshiva University is not Jewish. Well, that's a hard thing to say. But it's not Jewish. It's a corporation. It's a, right? It's an entity. And entities are not Jewish. So again, there's obviously much more to be said. And how we answer this Rashi is difficult. I have to admit also that everything that we're saying does not seem to fit into Rashi's words here. Because Rashi's expression over here is that the fire should not burn tiny bits of the animal. Right, that's very different than saying don't allow their coins to be taken. Right? I could say that I get some extra benefit if my coin is taken. I get an extra zechus. But a tiny bit to assume that this little morsel of the animal belongs to Dasan and Aviram, that's still harder. I don't know exactly the answer, but okay, we're struggling. This is a Rashi in Parshas Korach that we're trying to understand. Okay, thank you for listening.